like, and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. We're going to continue our pre-tournament coach interviews. I know there's not much time. We'll just be able to bring you a few, probably through Wednesday or Thursday or so. But today we have Greg Tonagle. He's the head men's basketball coach over at Indiana Wesleyan. They're the Wildcats. You may have heard of them. They play up there in Marion, Indiana, in the Crossroads. They get to host this year, which is a... I mean, that's quite an advantage to not have to get on a bus or an airplane and go somewhere. They're going to start out against Columbia out of Missouri, and then they'll play the winner of the Tennessee Southern Tougaloo contest if they get that far. So why don't we just take a listen to Greg Tonagle. He's the head men's basketball coach, Indiana Wesleyan.
Cascade Hoopstalk, Billy D. I got Greg Tonagle. He's the head men's basketball coach over at Indiana Wesleyan, the Wildcats. Thanks for being on, Coach.
Billy D., good to talk to you.
So as we record this, yesterday the 64 teams came out. Everybody's been examining their bracket. First, what does it mean to you, to Indiana Wesleyan, and to the Wildcats and to Marion to be able to host there in Marion?
Yeah, a lot of excitement. You know, you work all year long with the goal of let's try to play at home. We feel like we got a great environment and a great basketball town, and you know, our guys did that. They did well enough to where we could earn a bid. So we're pretty excited to host.
Yeah, it's a big deal to not have to right now be making travel plans and guys packing up. And that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, to be at home, I think your practice routine's a little bit better. And, you know, but you got to earn it. And I think we did that throughout the year.
You know, I do want to talk to you about the bracket, but Indiana Wesleyan has had an amazing run over the last five, six, 7 years. You guys just had a great run, maybe 8 years. What is it that makes Indiana Wesleyan basketball so special?
Well, I think we've had a pretty strong, consistent culture, you know, that's been passed down. It's always player-led, and that's allowed us to be consistent. You know, I think the hardest thing is not to get to, you know, towards the top, but to stay towards the top. And I think just the way our guys lead and they pass down the values of this program has helped us do that.
You guys go into virtually every game with a target on your back. I mean, it's Indiana Wesleyan. You know, how do you prepare, especially for the road games, how do you prepare your guys for that?
Well, I think it definitely stretches you, and sometimes you learn the hard way, right? You go into a place and you realize, man, they've got more energy right now and focus than us. And you quickly learn, no matter where you go, who you're playing, whether they're ranked or not, you got a target on your back.
Yeah.
And that makes you better. And you want that. And that drives you as a program, that drives you as a coach. And, you know, if you're a competitor, I think you look for those opportunities.
You've had a few guys that I thought really came into their own this season. And first is Javen Buchanan. And you knew he was going to be good when he came in, but boy, he really blossomed, didn't he?
He did. He's transformed himself into a leader. He's always had the talent, and the way he is leading, and a lot of it's just the mental focus, helping other guys get to where, you know, to his level. And I still think he's got a lot of room for growth, and definitely excited about his future as he's only a sophomore.
Yeah, super athletic. You've had, Nathan Childers, Griffin Clewer, and Cademan Bontrager, he really came on. I mean, you've had some guys who have really stepped their game up this year. Talk about some of those guys.
Yeah, you know, Griff's been just a consistent performer for us. He's a junior now. And, you know, when Luke Brown went out, who was a transfer we had, who most likely would have been our leading scorer, we thought, man, what are we going to do on the perimeter? And, you know, Griff stepped up in a big way and has carried a big load, a load that he hadn't planned on carrying throughout the year. And then Nathan Childress, you know, the one-year grad transferred, a little bit of a Swiss Army knife for us, does a variety of things. He certainly helped, you know, bolster both our front line and our perimeter throughout the year.
Talk about the Crossroads team getting, or the Crossroads League getting five teams in.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of become par for the course for the Crossroads
yeah.
League. You know, it's such a deep league, and it's a quality league. And I think we play a really good as a league non-conference schedule. So, you know, we've got some quality wins that substantiate that. And the Crossroads League has been able to go on some runs in the national tournament. And once again, that bolsters the resume for the league as a whole. But very proud to be a part of this league. And, man, it's a great and talented league.
Yeah, it's good to see. I wasn't sure if Bethel was going to get in. It's good to see that they got in, because I think, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are better than their record, but boy, Bethel's big and strong, and anybody who's got Drew Lutz can beat anybody.
Yeah, I mean, look at Bethel sitting at 11. I mean, they've beaten some quality teams. I think Marion sitting at a 10. You don't want to see them as a 10.
I know. Yeah,
that's a very good team. And you could go down the line, but yeah. The Crossroads League just, I think, is from top to bottom, you know, one of the best in the country.
So coming into Marion, you and I talked just before we started, just for a second, but you've got a real kind of a mixture coming to town there. You've got Tennessee Southern, who really handled things in the Southern states. You got Tougaloo, who won the Gulf Coast Conference. They're a little bit of an unknown. They got upset in the conference tournament. And then you got Columbia out of the America Midwest. What do you know about the teams coming in?
Well, not a whole lot. You know, we found out late last night. We woke up. We just walked out of practice, so we're in the process of putting stuff together. But just record-wise, pretty impressive. You know, you got, as you said, Tennessee Southern won their league. I think Tougaloo was in the Elite Eight last year.
Right.
Columbia was 12-2, which was top record in their league, along with somebody else in that league. So you got winning programs, you know, obviously good coaches. It's going to be a heck of a bracket there.
Really gives you an advantage, though. All these teams have to travel. Well, I don't know how far it is from Columbia, but they all have significant travel. It should give you a real advantage on the fans, Greg.
Well, I hope our fans show up. The nice thing is we're off of spring break. So, you know, our students will be back, and that's another fun part of hosting is you give your students an opportunity to come cheer you on.
As you get ready, what do you do different for playoff basketball versus the season? Anything?
You know, that's a good question. For me, I think it's dumbing it down and keeping things simple. You know, a lot of, throughout the year, you're doing a lot of evaluation and critique, and by the time you get to the end of the year, you should know yourself really well. You should know your opponent really well. I think it's about playing in freedom. So whatever you can do as a coach to just position your team to go play in freedom. And that often means just simplifying things. And I told our guys this morning, like, it should be the most fun time of the year, right? Everybody dreams of playing in March. Well, once you get there, let's make sure we have some fun doing it.
You know, the reason I ask that question, Greg, I'm always curious how the mindset changes, because you know, it's do or die basketball. The safety net is always there all year, even through the conference tournament. And then the safety net just falls away. I was just wondering if mentally there's a change in the psyche of the team when that safety net drops away.
Well, there can be, and I think everybody tends to feel it. But the more you focus in on that, the more paralyzed you become. And so
I agree.
I think whatever you can do to not focus on the end result and less on performance and do it on the things that drive performance, right? Whether it's rebounding or whether it's, you know, executing your offense, like, there's a heightened sense of awareness there. So keep your focus there rather on, well, what happens if we don't do these things? Well, it never helps, right?
It was probably a silly question, but I always wonder about that, because it's a big sea change when you go into that do or die scenario.
Yep.
Well, Greg, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk Wildcat basketball. And I wish you luck as you move forward there in the doer bracket.
You know, when you called me, I thought you might be coming out. I was going to host you, but it sounds like you're staying out west.
I'm going to Orange City, Iowa. And you never would guess who's in that pod with me going there, would you?
Well, I could take a pretty good guess. Are they paying for your travel?
No, they don't. I pay for my own travel. Always.
I need to talk to them about that. I mean, you're their biggest promoter. You're their biggest fan. They owe you.
I'll give you Parnell's phone number. I'm really looking forward to going out to Orange City. I haven't been to a GPAC site yet.
Where is Orange? I should know.
It's about 5 hours north of Kansas City. It's just north of Morningside, up Sioux City up there.
Okay.
And you know, it's a historic place. They have several championships there. My understanding is that from my GPAC friends, it's a tough place to play. Coach, is it Cover Crover, does a great job there.
And, of course, they got Alex Van Kalsbeek, one of the best players in the country. I'm looking forward to seeing them play. And, of course, Kaiser will be there and St. Mary of the Woods. So I'm looking forward to that bracket. And then as soon as that bracket ends, then I'm going to drive down to Kansas City and see who goes there with me.
Man, that'd be awesome. You know, you tell Parnell that Danny Miles would have paid your ticket, and I don't know why he's not. Maybe that's why he's
Are you going to be my agent?
You know, I just advocate for good people that deserve things. I just don't know why Parnell. I mean, if you were the Marion, Indiana Wildcat radio show like you are for the Hustlin' Owls, it would be covered and paid for. Just know that.
You know, I say it all the time, but I just love small college basketball, NAI basketball. Out here, we have no D2 basketball to speak of, but I just, the small college basketball atmosphere, I love every gym I go into, the coaches, the fans. It's incredibly fun. It's a real honor for me to get out and meet guys like you and your team. And, you know, what it was, I made the swing through Indiana, and now I'm going to be going out to Iowa and then back to Kansas City. It's like living a dream, to be honest with you, Greg.
Well, we appreciate that, because I think you're highlighting something that's sometimes often missed. And this is incredible basketball. These are some incredible players, and you're bringing it to light. So thank you.
Well, Greg, I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes, and also thank you for the kind words. And I'll send you your agency agreement here soon. But good luck there in Marion, and hope to see you down in Kansas City in, what is it, about a week and a half.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Billy.
That's Greg Tonegal. He's head men's basketball coach at Indiana Wesleyan, the Wildcats. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Billy.
Hey, thanks again to Greg Tonegal, and of course to Indiana Wesleyan. That pod's going to be pretty interesting. Tennessee Southern, I think, is pretty good. Tougaloo surprised a lot of people last season, so we'll have to see how that goes. Anyway, thank you, Greg, for being on the show today. Well, we'll have Chase Teichman. He's the head men's basketball coach, Florida College. Make sure you tune in for that, and make sure you make your plans to get somewhere this Friday and Saturday and watch yourself some NAIA basketball. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAIA school, because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.